continue.
Okay. So did you want me to read that again?
No, it saved, just stopped. Okay. Yeah.
So anyhow, it prepares us to undergo what's called the fight or flight response. It helps you to either fight off or run away from the source of your stress. It's a very adaptive response if the source of your stress is something that is physically threatening. Mm-hmm. But for most of us, the source of the stress is something like too much homework and on the time. And so it doesn't work very well with the type of stressors that we face today.
That makes sense. So is that like the same for when someone, say, develops anxiety? Is that related to stress or is that something else?
It's related to stress. Anxiety as an emotion is thought to be adaptive. Like, it's supposed to help us, like, if I have anxiety about what I'm going to eat later on this afternoon, it prepares me to go out, if, you know, again, thinking evolutionary, and find food and make sure that I'm taking care of my needs. Mm-hmm. But in today's world, there's so many uncertain parameters about our future that people tend to, there's almost too many things to worry about and think about. And so anxiety is like that fear of what's going to happen in the future rather than the fear of something that's right in front of our faces right now. It's different if you're, you know, if you're being attacked, if you're, you know, a caveman and you're being attacked by a saber-toothed tiger, that's a whole different experience than what we face today. So it's the same, you know, a lot of people believe that the reason we have so much anxiety now is our world is moving at such a faster pace and there's so many things that people need to think about and they can't possibly manage them all.
Right, since it's all mental and not physical.
Yes.
What would you say is, or how does the adrenaline lead to, well, okay, let me rephrase this. So adrenaline is what is like the main, what is it?
Well, you produce adrenaline and your heart rate speeds up and your muscles tense and your digestion actually slows down because your body says you don't need to eat right now. You need to be moving and dealing with the source of the stress.
That makes sense. So that's what directly is like what is causing the anxiety. It is adrenaline. It's not another hormone.
It's mostly adrenaline.
Okay.
Of hormones. There are some neurotransmitters that we produce. Epinephrine, norepinephrine can cause anxiety.
Okay.
And then there are hormones. Serotonin is the one that helps us kind of calm down. So after you get this fight or flight response, normally it's called your parasympathetic system kicks in.
Okay.
And it produces other chemicals. Serotonin is one of them that helps you calm back down.
Okay, so is there like a balance, like a cap on how your hormones are working together, or is there just they spike and then drop back to normal levels or something like that? Is like, are they combating each other to balance, or how does that work?
Well, it's pretty complicated. I don't know that I can say that there's an exact balance, but different hormones, and the other piece is neurotransmitters. So neurotransmitters are produced by your nervous system. Hormones are produced by your endocrine system. And they come into play for different reasons. Like when people are feeling extreme pleasure, they experience what's called dopamine. So it's kind of the result of having an emotion.
Okay, that makes sense. What does it look like when someone, homeostasis, right? That's the normal thing. What does it look like chemically when someone is returning from, say, an anxiety attack to homeostasis? How does that work?
Well, their adrenaline levels would drop back down to normal. I don't know in terms of the actual, like, enough about what's happening chemically at that time. You know that it's your parasympathetic nervous system that in, and it produces some of, they're called inhibitory transmitters that like when we're under stress, we're producing more of, they're called excitatory neurotransmitters, and they make us more focused and sharp and prepared to deal with the stress. And then the inhibitory neurotransmitters are being produced as we calm down.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
So we're not as excited and anxious. We're calmer.
Okay. Because my project is trying to combat the stresses of having too many things to do, like you were saying before, with homework, and I play sports and all of that. And so it's finding what's working for me through meditation, like I said in my email, trying to figure out how scientifically that really helps calm someone down. And you're saying it's just the hormone levels dropping back.
Well, I don't know that, as I told you, I don't know that much about meditation mm-hmm. per se. Certainly helps reduce your blood pressure, which is something that helps calm you back down. I think kind of the idea with meditation is kind of the same idea as getting out of sleep, that you're giving yourself a break from taking in new information.
Mm.
And you're just focusing within. And like what happens when people are under stress and they don't sleep is it's an organ called your hippocampus, and your brain doesn't have time to solidify all the new information that you've been exposed to during the day. And so what happens is then people just end up sort of like, you know, with a lot of sort of free-floating information, things I'm thinking about, but nothing has been solidified, you know, processed, filed away into my longer short-term memory, and I'm just carrying it all around in that sort of more active part of my brain.
That makes sense. I mean, I'm sure you've experienced that too, a lot going through high school and late nights with projects and things like that. So the idea of finding things to lower your stress levels is not just a pop culture thing. It really can help
mm-hmm.
scientifically. It can help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't. It's hard to ask questions because I don't really know the right thing to ask.
Yeah.
I'd say.
That's right. And I'm sure. I'm sure you've like just done sort of a, you know, Google search it.
Yeah.
Have you used our school's database at all? The Gale research.
Yes.
Have you used that? Because that's helpful. Because it's kind of what you find is already kind of sorted through.
I should look that up. We used it for a project in AP Lang a little bit ago, but I think that would be helpful.
It's on our school website. If you go to you go to academics and then the library.
Okay.
And they have a lot of like articles from like scientific journals that are, again, it's already been filtered for you, so you don't have to, like with something like, you know, meditation, you're gonna,
there's a broad range.
All sorts of people doing all sorts of different things that fall under that category. It would be a little bit more focused, and you could maybe find some articles like from scientific journals. And
okay, yeah, thank you so much.
And another person